So what's up, everybody? This is BC. We're still waiting on Arash to jump on. I'm your host, of course, for the Money, Power, and Influence podcast. I just wanted to kick us off, so to make sure we start on time for all of you who are on here. Just so you know, everybody who is on here, we are on lecture mode, so you're muted. Just to give you a heads up, if at any point you ever want to raise your hand and ask a question on your phone, you press star 2. If you're on the web call, then I guess you would just there's a button you can press to raise your hand. So today I want to jump onto some topics that I know are really important. Like I'm always asked, and I've gotten this question several times, even today and every day for the last like 3 months, has been, how do you do it as far as being alone? Do eagles fly alone? You've heard the sayings. Can you do this by yourself? Can you create an empire and do everything by yourself? Do eagles really fly alone? Does the lion really hunt by himself? And I want to talk about that a little bit because I feel that's something you have to be willing to embrace, number one. And number two, it absolutely is, I believe, a requirement for success, and it's also going to get you ready for the next step because you're going to start as an eagle or a lion, right? Whether it's money, power, influence, doesn't matter. You first have to influence yourself. You first have to have power over yourself, right? You first have to handle your own internal struggle and wiring when it comes to money before now you can influence other people, have power over other people, and then understand money on a big scale and amass other people's money, which is literally what you're doing. When you get a lot of money, there's a lot of money floating out there, but ultimately people are paying you, so you're getting other people's money, right? I want you guys to think of it that way. So we get started, and of course you're going to have to be alone, right? When I started the journey, it was, what the hell are you doing? You're crazy. You're not going to succeed. Nobody does this. So in essence, you being like the black sheep or wanting to start your own business, wanting to do your own thing, wanting to start your own brand, inevitably you're going to be alone. It's just the way it is, right? So that is something you have to accept. Now, in the process, right, I'm going to walk you through my story a little bit, but in the process now, you're eventually going to start running into other eagles, right? That's kind of, if I think of my IMC family and some of the people who I've rubbed elbows with who are big, it's because I myself first became a figure on my own by demonstrating my willingness to never quit, demonstrating my expertise, demonstrating my professionalism, and as I rose in my own ranks with communication, power, skill, now someone else, the other eagle, is in the distance and says, hey, is that another eagle? What the hell? I thought I was the only one out here. And then naturally, you're going to cross each other's flight path and law of attraction or the universe, whatever the hell you want to believe, and now you're going to buddy up with that person, right? Now that you both are on the frequency of being an eagle, of being a badass, now you're going to create a partnership with them, right? So that's kind of how it works, and I believe it's a transition, and I believe it's 100% necessary to become successful is to be willing to fly alone as an eagle and walk the path by yourself, because you see the memes all the time, right? You see the crowd going left, and then you see one guy going right, and everyone's kind of pointing the finger at him saying, okay, who the hell is this guy, right? Give me 1 second, guys. Cool. So, moving on. I want to give you guys a little bit about my story. It's very relevant to that, and then I may open it up to questions, and we'll take it from there, all right? When you begin this journey, right, of mastering money, power, influence, you want to begin to influence the environment around you, yourself, your employees, women, whatever it is. You want to have power. You want people to look at you with respect and admiration, right? You want to amass a lot of money. You want to grow your business. You will walk that path of the eagle flying alone. So let me give you my story. I started in real estate, and nobody believed in me, right? Yeah, even my parents were like, okay, yeah, you can try it out. But I know deep down inside, I don't care what they tell you or me, there was that, oh, man, what's going to happen? You know, is he really going to make it? There was already the doubt, right? So you have all this external pressure. You're walking this path. And in my case, nobody really, except one of my uncles in South America, has been a business owner or business person. So I have no friends or family who were in the business or any business. I have nobody to turn to, nobody to go to for advice. So I said, okay, how can I now move forward without having to deal with all this crap, okay? So when I started, I just fully accepted the fact, 100%, that I was going to have to walk this path alone. And I started. I started going door to door. I started calling. I started reading a lot of books to improve my communication and do all that. But just with what I said, right, going door to door, reading, being very disciplined with my time in the gym, not going out as much, being very focused and scheduled and rigid with my time. I want you guys to take a moment right now before I continue and think about how many people you have around you and how many you can really say are 100% disciplined and follow their routine 100% of the time every day. Okay? Let me answer it for you. It's absolutely zero. Unless you yourself, who are on this podcast, are following that, then cool. Then you're the exception to the rule, and that's why you're on this podcast. But this is something you guys have to remember, is on this path of walking alone, it's not the fact that you're walking alone. It's you're going to be committed to a process and a path and a level of action that no one else, number one, has the balls to do or the courage to do, and lastly, the most important thing, the commitment and discipline to do it. People lack that. For you to live an extraordinary life with extreme results, you're going to have to do some really fucking extreme shit. I'm telling you. I've done shit that other people are like looking at me like, wow, you really, like, they don't believe me. They don't believe the fact that I was door knocking and going out and making contacts 3, 4, or 5 hours a day and then getting on the phone for another 2 or 3 hours and doing that every fucking day, 6, 7 days a week. They don't believe that. They don't want to believe it because they themselves are already looking at it like Mount Everest saying, no way I can climb that and do it. All right? So that, in essence, is what makes you the eagle that flies alone. It makes you an eagle because you're doing shit that the average person just cannot and will not do. But secondly, it is something that is so special in my mind because you have to be crazy, man. You know, I was watching 300 last night again, and I love that fucking movie. And until I watched it, I was looking around saying, damn, am I crazy? Because people would tell me, dude, you're crazy. You're so fucking competitive. You want to do this. You want to do that. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I was always like, yeah, whatever. You're just a pussy. That's what I would tell people. But they got to a point where I was like, damn, are they right? Because I feel like I'm alone. And before I really started getting into personal development and met with Arash and did all that stuff, I truly started almost tipping on the scale of thinking, wow, am I actually crazy? And when I saw that movie and I listened, like there's one quote in there where one of the Spartans is like, Arcadian, you know, in the countless battles that I fought, I've never met an adversary who was able to give what we Spartans call a beautiful death. And I'm hoping with all the world's warriors against us, somebody's up to the task. And then he laughs, right? Listen to that. Right? That literally, for the average person listening to that, they're like, this guy wants to die, he has a death wish, he's fucking crazy. But that's my thought process, and it's always been. Something similar to that. Maybe not as eloquent as him, but something very similar. So when I started watching that movie, I was like, fuck, man, yes. That further validated me to say, okay, if these badass motherfuckers were thinking like that, then I'm doing something right. But until you have that reference point or something to look at, you're going to feel that way because I was surrounded with average, mediocre. So who are you surrounded with? Who can you look up to that'll be like that validation for you or that kind of confirmation? That's a better word, confirmation, like the Spartans were for me. You need that in your life. Now, whether you study somebody on the video, you have them in real life, it doesn't fucking matter. However, you have to have somebody or something or whatever it is. Because you do have to be fucking crazy to do what I do, Arash does, and all the other badasses. Bill Gates started his fucking company out of his garage. And he dropped out of college. Everybody said he was crazy. Probably, yeah. To the average person, he is crazy. But look, he's a crazy fucking billionaire. Who literally changed the path of humanity for good. With Windows and everything he's done. Guy's a fucking brilliant genius. Whatever you want to call it. So, yes. The eagle, probably to the squirrel and the ant and the rat, is crazy. What the fuck? How does that thing fly? Why does he have such a big beak? Why does he have a bald head like the bald-headed eagle? Why does he have that little white around his head? Ugly-ass motherfucker. But the eagle is a badass motherfucker, and he can eat those little maggots. So, yes, you do have to be an eagle, and you have to be willing to fly alone. For sure. And that's going to help you with everything. I'm willing to pay the price and be alone in my journey to become a master influencer and persuader and communicator. I'm okay being on this journey to do whatever it takes to sacrifice and to learn what it takes to be a powerful individual that will have power on this planet, in this universe. I'm okay with that, paying my dues. Same thing with money. I'm okay admitting that I had no money before and that my mentality about it was fucked up. And walking that path alone, where everyone else is like, oh, you're crazy. Cool, I'm going to walk that path alone, and I'm going to pay the price. Because that's what it takes. I'm going to be the eagle in every fucking category of my life and be at the top. Because then when it flips and you start having success, everyone's like, dude, how'd you get up there? Damn, man, you're fucking 500 feet in the air. How'd you get up there? I'm stuck here at, 1 foot off the ground. I'm a chicken. Right? Cool. So right now, guys, remember, if you have any questions at any point, star 2. If you're calling in and you want to ask a question, I'll open it up here in a few minutes. I guess Arash probably had an emergency or something, but I don't want to make it too long. Normally, we ping pong back and forth, but this week is kind of like a reminder. But at the same time, what I want to make sure is that you guys have the right mindset going out there. What you see as a negative or a challenge, I see as an advantage. I want to walk alone. You know why? Because then I know that this path that I'm walking, no one else is going to walk. Period. All right? Question? Okay, the question is, what do you do if you feel alone even amongst the other eagles? Well, the way I see it, to answer that question, is everybody's like an island, right? So technically, even when you are together, you are alone. But, the way I see it is I'm so focused on what I'm doing. Having a friendship or an alliance with an eagle is great, but I'm not going to put a lot of importance on that, because I know by myself, separate from that eagle, even though we're friends, I'm okay. But at the same time, everybody's on their path, right? Because you may put 10 eagles together, but they're all going, one's going left, one's going right, one's going straight, one's going diagonal, the other one's going diagonal. And if you, and this is just my personal opinion on it, right? We could maybe ask Arash another time. If you feel alone amongst them, that's normal, because you guys are going like this. Right? You're still going in the same direction, but it's like this, right? I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, if you guys can picture, like, a ruler, right, pointing at different angles. Because every eagle is on its own path. It's very rare that you're going to find, unless you're a man who maybe has a woman working for you and building your vision, you have another eagle going with you. But, my whole thing on it is know your value, know their value, and, you respect each other, but maybe amongst those eagles there's no room, per se, for that personal connection or friendship or whatever you want to call it. There's the camaraderie of, hey, we're all a team, but it's at that, right? And I feel, I truly believe that you may gravitate towards more people more than others, like me and you, but some people it's just going to be whatever, and it is what it is. As far as feeling alone, I've accepted the fact that I'm okay being alone. I'm okay being alone. It's not really a big deal to me. If I end up having 3 close friends like you, cool. If not, and we're all just, hey, we see each other every couple months at an event, hey, what's up? Perfectly fine with me, man. Podcast, little Tuesday night chat, hey, what's up, bro, blah, blah, blah. Cool. No problem. Cool. All right, I see we have no other questions, guys. I'll cut it short. Obviously, my esteemed guest and co-host could not be on, but I'll stop the recording now, and I guess we will see you guys next week. All right?